Sandy, that was the scariest scene I've ever heard. But what happened to Ayalabe? Where did he go?
Oh, he ran off into the woods as soon as he saw that the prince was safe. He didn't want anyone to blame him for Prince Alexander nearly drowning. A Jew can never be too careful, you know.
But wasn't he curious to see what had happened?
Of course he was, Tully. As soon as he heard the royal horses and carriage pull away, he came right back.
I wonder if they saw me. I really hope not. Oh, there's something glistening in the sun on the riverbank. It's a medallion attached to a beautiful royal coat. I'll go closer to see it. This is a truly magnificent outfit. It's fit for a prince with golden medals and military decorations. Prince Alexander must have left it behind. I'll leave it here till he returns for it. No! Then thieves will surely find it first and take it. I'll bring this princely garment to my father. He'll decide what's to be done with it. Here, let me try it on just to see how it feels. Leaping Lakshin! It fits me perfectly! My father always said I was a prince of a boy. Well, actually, Akhyo, perhaps now he'll say it about me as well. I must rush home. I've been gone for too long, and mother will start to worry.
At the same time that Ayalabe was running home with his newly found coat, a meeting of the Jewish leaders was getting underway once again in the rabbi's study.